On behalf of the concerned people of faith, now it's not going to condemn the Congress. It's going to condemn Bob Jones. On behalf of the concerned people of faith, I urge members of the Senate and House to denounce any association of bigotry, discrimination, intolerance with religious faith. For Bob Jones University to foment bigotry in the name of Christianity is the height of hypocrisy, if not heresy. If you remember the first night, when we're talking about the first thing we talked about was Dies Domini being the royal edict. If you remember, we read from the Catholic Catechism, and it says that in respecting religious liberty and the common good of all Christians should seek the recognition of Sunday as the church holy days, as legal holidays. And then we read the comment by the from the Detroit News, where it said in Dies Domini that if you didn't uphold Sunday, that you should be treated as a heretic. Well, here you see the Protestants of the United States saying that what Bob Jones believes is heresy. Now, what is heresy? Heresy is an adherence to religious opinion contrary to church dogma. What's the church dogma got to do with it? For a Protestant to turn to church dogma, this is what we're supposed to turn to. And the Protestants of the United States don't even understand that any longer. Rome is being regarded with far greater favor than in former years. Now, maybe we can get through this next part, another step in our looking at the Great Controversy. Great Controversy 571, the Roman Church now presents a fair front to the world, covering with apologies her record of horrible cruelty. She has clothed herself in Christ-like garments, but she is unchanged. Every principle of the papacy that existed in the past ages exists today. The doctrines divide in the darkest ages are still held. Let none deceive themselves. What I'm not going to do here tonight because of time, or here in England because of time, is go through and show you, brothers and sisters, the doctrines that Rome has held from all time still exist. You can go into modern sources from the Catholic Church, all the doctrines are still there. This year, they opened up indulgences in a special way to usher in the millennium. I mean, they're all still there. Her doctrines are still the same. But it says that the Roman Church is going to cover her past with apologies. Now, this particular magazine comes out bi-monthly. It's called The Pope Speaks. And all this is from the Vatican. Whenever the Pope does speak, over that two-month period, they'll put it into this magazine. And I have two from last year where the Pope did speak. And what did he speak? The first time, he apologized.